We are joined right now by a World Series champion, a three-time All-Star, a three-time MLB RBI leader, a two-time MLB home run champ, a Silver Slugger and Hank Aaron Award winner. He was the National League MVP. He appears courtesy of the Scottsfield Refurbishment Program, which we will get into. A lot to cover with Ryan Howard. Ryan, it is so good to have you on the program. Ryan, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, Jim. Thank you for having me, man.
Oh, man, I was going to say, it's been a long time. In fact, a long time since you and I have kind of chopped it up a little bit. How are you doing? How is your life these days? What's it like?
Man, life is good. It has been a while, man. It has been a while. Life has been good. Been playing the family circuit, trying to figure out this game they call golf. So, spending time with the family, relaxing a little bit, keeping up with some ball, and doing this thing with Scotts and MLB, so doing the field refurbishment program. So it's been good.
I like that a lot. I like that response very much. So what about this thing they call golf, Ryan? That golf to me is always fascinating. Like I could get into for hours why I don't play, but I love high-level athletes and their fascination with the sport. How's that going for you? Do you like it? Have you taken to it? Do you like it because you can't master it? Like, what's your love of the game? Where does it come down to?
You know what? It's I have taken to it. It's a love-hate relationship. I love to go out and try to play. My ball hates staying in the fairway. So, it's a work in progress, but it's fun, man. I'm enjoying it.
I like it. Ryan Howard's joining us. All right, so when you look back on your career, you played in so many postseason games. When October rolls around, what kind of memories do you have of all the trips to the postseason and the World Series?
Man, thinking about it, just the electricity, I think, number one, is from the crowd. From the home field, playing at Citizens Bank Park, just the electricity, the feeling that you got when you woke up, knowing that you were going in, you were, in the playoffs, in the postseason, playing in the World Series, you're one of two teams left. This is what it's all about. This is where, as a kid, this is what you dream about. This is the opportunity. This is the place you want to be. So I think, kind of waking up, going to the ballpark, as soon as you step out on that field, you hear the crowd just erupt and you just, man, it's just a whole different feeling of like, all right, let's go. You're excited.
Ryan Howard is joining us. So, Ryan, what's it take in your mind to be successful in the postseason? Is it just a matter of the most talented team? Is it the hottest team, or is it something else?
It's a combination of everything. Obviously the hottest team that's going at the right time, you can get pretty far in there. I mean, I remember going back 2007. The Colorado Rockies won like the last 19 or 20 games in a row, wound up making it to the World Series. But I think that once you get to the World Series, it's all about the little things. It's that kind of turn into the big things. And, again, you're playing the top of the top, and from both divisions, it's about execution. It's about finishing out the plays and finishing out the game. Obviously the team that makes the least amount of mistakes is going to be the team that comes out on top.
Not only that, Ryan, I would imagine also it's about how you deal with the pressure and how you deal with playing in the clutch. For instance, your manager, Charlie Manuel, used to say that there are guys that want to be in those pressure-packed moments. There are guys that want to be at the plate in that moment. There are guys that want to make that play. Obviously, your Phillies team's had a lot of guys that have that kind of attitude. But, is it accurate to say that every major leaguer has that approach? Or maybe with some, even at that level, rather not be in those pressure-packed moments, maybe don't want the ball hit to them?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to say because everybody's makeup is different. You would like to say that. You don't know. Some people are just built for those situations. It's like Charlie said, you got to want to hit. You got to want to be in that situation. So, it's tough to say because you just don't know how a lot of guys are thinking, but you would like to think that, hey, like when the game is on the line, I want to be that guy that's up at the plate.
Talking to Ryan Howard, I get that. So last year you were on Joe Posnanski's podcast, and you were talking about meeting a guy, Ryan, that I absolutely adored, Buck O'Neill. God, Buck was such a great, great dude. And you talked about what it was like to meet him for the first time and the impact that had on you. I'm really curious, what do you remember about meeting Buck, and then what did that mean to you?
I mean, first thing is the man lights up a room.
Yeah.
When you're in his presence, you just feel better just in general about life, and just the stories and how he would go about talking about the different stories from the times when he played, from when he was managing, and just all the stuff. I mean, it's like it makes you feel as though you were right there and you're reliving it. So, I mean, I always enjoyed my time with Mr. O'Neill, and, you know, baseball, we all miss him. We all miss him. I mean, he definitely made not just baseball better, but I think he helped make the world a better place.
Oh, he did. There's no doubt. Ryan Howard, my guest. Buck O'Neill was amazing. I used to have him on the program. He had so much it, and he just was larger than life.
That's
and
it.
He had this amazing personality, dude. Like, I couldn't even believe that he actually knew who I was or liked me. I'm like, I have no idea why this is, but man, this guy is so awesome. Buck is amazing. You know, you and I, Ryan, we could talk for hours about the battle between the pitcher and the batter. I'm really curious about something. When you were facing a guy who had an especially great pitch, like maybe a great hook, a great curve, were you looking for that, or were you trying to avoid that and hit something else to your liking?
So it would all depend on the situation early on. If I knew a guy had a certain pitch and that he was going to – it just depends on when I knew he was going to try to use it. If it was a nasty breaking ball, like I would try to – I'd try to avoid it at all costs if I could. So if he's giving me a fastball earlier in the count or something to hit earlier in the count, I don't want to get to the breaking ball. If a guy had, you know, a pretty good or a decent changeup, you know, I think – for me, my mantra was, you know, I would just kind of look for something straight at times. Not necessarily look for a fastball, but just look straight to where if it's a changeup out of the hand or a fastball out of the hand, just kind of seeing it and trying to make the adjustment as need be. But, you know, to where those pitches, changeups and whatnot, like I could try to work those a little bit more in the count or try to look for those in certain counts. As well, but I didn't want to try to get to the nasty curveball if I could try to avoid it. But sometimes too, just with, you know, if I'm battling and fouling off pitches, it kind of became a process of elimination at times to where I was like, okay, what pitch haven't I seen? Oh, okay, he may come with a slider or the curveball right here. So then thus, yeah, I might be looking for that certain pitch.
That is the mind of a major leaguer right there. That is fascinating to think about the sequencing and the way you go up there and the plan you have and what you're looking for and what you've seen, what you haven't seen. Ryan, I want to ask you about the things you're doing off the field, but I want to ask you one more thing really quickly first. I had Joey Votto on the show a few weeks back. We were talking about the craft of hitting. We were talking in particular about Barry Bonds and his approach to the plate when he knew that he was never, ever going to see a good pitch and the way he handled himself. I can remember very distinctly, Ryan, back in the day when Barry was like in the midst of it and there was so much heat and he was playing as well as he was. I mean, literally, he could expect at best, one good pitch in a bat, if that. Mm-hmm. Yet somehow, some way, he was always locked in and seemingly could almost always turn on it when he got that one opportunity or that one pitch. What do you make of the way Barry handled his business in the batter's box?
I mean, honestly, it's something special, and I don't think people understand it. Barry figured out who Barry was and what made Barry Barry. And I always tell people, I feel like people have that inner Barry in them to where it's like you just have to kind of figure that out. Because to get to that point, to understand like what your strengths are, and what your weaknesses are, what the pitcher is trying to do to you, but then to have the wherewithal and the calm and the confidence to sit there and say, all right, I'm going to get walked. They're not going to pitch to me. But when they do mess up, I'm going to be ready to hit this mistake and not miss this mistake. I had the opportunity of kind of being able to kind of work with Barry and hit with him for like a week. And just the amount of knowledge that he was able to spit to me, like in that week, I'm just like, man, like I get it. Because his mindset also went to what the pitcher is trying to do to him, but like taking it and flipping it back on the pitcher in a sense. So, I mean, to be able to get into that kind of a mindset, to be able to get to that kind of comfort level, to understand, even to the point to where it was almost like if Barry didn't swing at it, like then it was a ball. Like, you know, pitcher could have thrown a ball right down the middle, and Barry didn't swing at it. Then the umpires, I think, were kind of programmed to where it's like, well, if Barry didn't swing at it, it must not be a strike. So, you know what I mean? So
that's funny.
It's one of those things where if you watch, it's, yeah, I mean, he was just so locked in, but he was locked in on himself and knew what he was capable of being able to do and what he wanted to do against pitchers as well as what the pitchers were wanting to try to do against him. And like I said, flip the script on the pitchers.
So true. Like you don't even remember him really ever swinging at bad balls when that's all he mm-hmm. got, and he was fine taking that walk knowing that that's the way that was. So, Ryan, you're mm-hmm. working with the Scottsfield Refurbishment Program. Exactly what is the program all about, and what are you doing with those folks?
Yeah, so it's the Scottsfield Refurbishment Program along with Major League Baseball. So they're committed to improving fields of play and encouraging youth communities to get outside and enjoy activities such as baseball and softball. And each year, the Refield Refurbishment Program will provide grants and products and services up to the value of $50,000 for four youth-serving organizations that are in need of renovations of existing ball fields. So it's been doing a very, very great job thus far. It's touched like millions of kids in the United States, and being able to help provide more playable surfaces for them to be able to get out, not only for them, but for their community. So it's been fun for me to be able to be a part of that. And that's always been something that's been near and dear to my heart, is giving these kids the opportunity, getting them to be able to be outside, play, be active, but be able to be in a safe, and good, strong, playable field environment to be able to enjoy playing baseball and softball.
All those things are so important. Every one of those things you just mentioned. I've got a son who plays high school baseball, Ryan. It's so fun. It's like one of the best things. Really quickly, before you go, you're involved also in the Players Alliance, which is about mm-hmm. increasing racial equality in baseball. What's it been like to be involved in the organization, and what's that mean to you?
Man, it's been great. It's been great. Being in there with CC, Curtis Granderson, EJ, Edwin Jackson, all those guys have been amazing. The group, I mean, I think in what's thus far, what it's been able to accomplish, what it's been able to provide, and continue to look to provide, is just amazing. It's an amazing feat to be able to have this, this organization being able to do what we're doing right now.
So much quality there. He's a World Series champion, a three-time All-Star, an NL MVP. Today he appeared courtesy of the Scottsfield Refurbishment Program. Ryan Howard, my guest. Ryan, so good to get caught up with you, man. I miss you, big dude. Great to have you on the show. Thank you very much. What a great conversation.
Oh, man. Appreciate it, Jim. Hey, man. Always, bro. Always a pleasure coming on the show.
Much respect, Ryan. Appreciate you. Thank you so much. Ryan Howard, that was fun. That was so good. That was so interesting, too. Really enjoyed that conversation. Hope you did, too. 2006 NL MVP. All right, so there is the interview portion of the program. God, it was so good to get caught up with him.